This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Good afternoon, Malcolm Campbell, ABBA fan.
Yeah, hi. Hi, I'm just putting another candy cane in my mouth. Joy reception. They were rainbow. I had to have one.
You had to have them, and you've been chomping through them.
Sucking on it
I'm
now.
I'm surprised. I would have thought you would be conscious of the sugar intake.
Don't tell my husband.
No, I'm not, but what if he's listening?
He never listens to me.
Okay, so we're going to...
Ever!
You can hear the candy cane jumping in your mouth. So shall we get a sports update?
Sure.
You better swallow it pretty quickly. There it goes. What's happening? Let's talk about tennis first.
I don't swallow. Well, Australian Open's coming up. The talk's all out there already.
Is it?
What's happening, you know? But the biggest news is Nick Kyrgios is out.
Is he?
He joined OnlyFans and announced it on OnlyFans. True
really?
Story, yes.
Is that where you saw it?
No, I just saw it
on the news.
But also, you know, they're building up. Rafael Nadal's coming back, and some of the women who have had babies are coming back. Caroline Wozniacki, Naomi Osaka, Angelique Kerber. These women have all won the Australian Open.
Now, of course, the Glam Slam will be happening too. Are you going to be playing in that?
I'll have a go.
Yeah, have a go. Yeah,
I did last year, remember?
Do you put as much effort into it as you do eating those candy canes?
Oh, I'm a trier.
All right, are we going to move on to what's the WPL?
Sorry?
He's found another candy cane. Oh my goodness!
No, I got a reminder that came up on my phone, which went over the list of topics we're going to discuss.
Okay, right.
The Indian Women's Premier League.
Yep.
Do you know what that
You've
is?
Got a candy cane sticking out one cheek.
I have not.
You have.
I ate it. So the Women's Premier League is the same as the Men's Premier League, and they have this league in India where they play 2020 cricket, and they buy players. And Annabelle Sutherland
players.
Yeah, you buy them for your team.
Oh.
And they get paid what they get bought for. And Annabelle Sutherland was the highest bidded player in the Women's Premier League in India. And she's an Australian all-rounder. And I'm trying to find the price that she got paid for. Just give me a sec.
While you're looking for that, buying players, that reminds me of, you know, PE at school or sport at school when you're sort of waiting to be picked and you were like, were you ever the last or were you good at sport?
Of course I was. I was short and skinny. Mm. Yeah, I was. So she got picked up for $364,000, which is pretty great. One of the highest ones ever. Last year, Ash Gardner, Australian, she got $558,000. But when you've got the men playing, they get millions. Australians and Indian players. Virat Kohli, the Indian captain, he certainly gets the most.
Is that because of sponsorship?
Oh, they've got a lot of money in Indian cricket. A lot of money.
Okay, let's move on before you dive into that bucket of candy canes.
I had two. I'm going to have more on the way out.
Okay, the NBL basketball.
Well,
what's...
We don't. Sorry, bring the microphone. We don't talk about basketball much.
No.
But, you know, a lot of the other sports are finished. And so they've been playing basketball behind our backs, National Basketball League. And there are teams from around the country. And the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix beat the Sydney Kings 104-94. Melbourne United, our other Melbourne team, beat the Brisbane Bullets by 103-68. That was the largest winning margin in a very long time in basketball. Then the Cairns Taipans beat the Adelaide 36ers 116-101. Now, my favourite team is the Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
Oh.
Because I'm formerly from Tasmania. And they beat the New Zealand Breakers 97-80 all the way over in Auckland. And then the Illawarra Hawks beat the Perth Wildcats 100-82.
What's a jack jumper?
It's a big ant, and they're usually at the beach.
Tasmania?
Yes, and my mother's allergic to them. And if you get bitten by one, especially if you're allergic like mum, you certainly can suffer for a bit.
Are they like a bull ant? They
size? Like a big ant. Yeah,
and they're all over Tasmania.
Yeah.
Did you ever get bitten?
Probably, but I'm not allergic like my mum.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to the next thing.
Well, we're also now talking about A-League, which is men's and women's football or soccer, as we call it. So, firstly, the women. Canberra United beat Brisbane Roar 5-1, and then Sydney beat Newcastle Jets 1-0, and then Wellington Phoenix and the Melbourne Victory drew 2-2. And then Western United, which are from Sydney. Oh, no, sorry, they're from Melbourne. Terrible me. They're from the western suburbs of Melbourne. 3-1 over Adelaide United. And then Perth Glory, 3-1 over Melbourne City. And then Western Sydney, 3-0, sorry, over Central Coast Mariners. And then in the men's, they had some interesting scores. The Melbourne Victory won against Western Sydney 4-3. And Bruno Fornaroli, formerly from Uruguay, he got all 4 goals.
Very good.
Fantastic. And we're being smarter. And then Brisbane Roar 2-0 over Adelaide United. Newcastle Jets 3-0 over Wellington Phoenix. MacArthur, which is in Western Sydney, 2-0 over Sydney. And then Melbourne City 2-1 over Perth Glory. And then Central Coast Mariners 4-0 over Western United, again from the western suburbs of Melbourne.
Fantastic.
So there we go.
Malcolm, are you off to the gym?
Yeah.
What are you working out on today?
Monday is his back day.
It's normally an international chest day. Everyone does their chest on Monday.
Oh, I used to do chest Monday, but I swapped it to
do back.
To back. Yeah, we decided back is the biggest muscle. So you start with that, then you go to chest, and then you go to shoulders and arms, and then legs on Saturday. You did legs today, didn't you?
I did legs today.
Can you walk?
I can walk now. I probably won't be able to walk tomorrow, but I was doing deadlifts today, which I do love, but I wobbled. I picked it up. I had my legs too far, and I wobbled.
Probably too heavy.
My trainer panicked.
Oh, was he worried that
he thought I was going to do a back or something like that.
Now, have we had any messages from fans of my show?
No, or our none, show? Malcolm.
Nobody loves me.
Because you're eating a candy cane.
Nobody loves me.
That's why. But interesting, I was having that conversation on the weekend with someone about the importance of the back.
Yeah.
And how a lot of people go and work their chest, thinking that they're going to get really big and muscular. But the back is half of it because it pops your chest out.
And also your lats as well. Shows you bigger at the top than at the waist. But everyone forgets legs, remember?
Yep. I know. Good on you, Malcolm.
That's
great,
right.
To chat with you.
We'll see you probably next week. That'll probably be the last one, won't it, before Christmas?
I've got a couple more to go.
Yeah, but today's the 11th, then it's the 18th, and then it's the 25th, which is Christmas Day.
Oh, you can come in and do the show on Christmas Day.
I'm not doing that, are you?
No.
That'll be pre-records, I'm sure.
It might be, I'm not
sure. Or greatest hits.
No, it'll be live. There's always someone live. So
someone,
you've got someone to connect to.
But not you.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah, because that's true. Our community, on Christmas Day, sometimes they're alone, and so they would like to listen to a friendly person who is live. I like that. Very
absolutely.
Good.
So tune in to Joy 94.9 Christmas Day. There will be someone here all day. Don't worry about it. It won't be me because I'm taking a couple of weeks off.
Okay.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Good. Well, I'll hear from your producer as to when your next mob meet.
Your eyes just turned into two candy canes.
You're naughty.
Thanks, Malcolm.
You're terrible, Muriel.
Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.